Hello, welcome to day three of energetic momentum injection. I'm going to keep that name because I've yet to think of a better name for it. Because it is ultimately about an injection. Because most of us are pretty motivated in whatever we're trying to do. But we lack an injection, and that could be for many reasons. Maybe we're stressed, or maybe we had a bad night's sleep, or maybe we simply don't believe. But if you can find a way to just, and this is in my experience, somehow suspend that for a tiny bit, I find the motivation kicks in quick. It's so weird. Like, stop being depressed for a tiny bit. Not saying this is easy, by the way, and I am absolutely, I know from personal experience that is so hard to do, but in the very rare moments I've been able to achieve it in the last 15, 20 odd years, my God, I mean, the motivation goes through the roof. Crazy. It doesn't last very long, but that's another story. But it does go through the roof. So it's almost like it's always there, but it's like, shall we say, numbed down. It's like dumbed down. Maybe I suspect it's due to you're in a different sort of vibrational state. So like people talk about emotional state, but you know, if you're in a very low vibratory state, like depression, sadness, you feel a bit low, you feel try your hand at motivation, you can't do it. I know, I'm almost a veteran. Hello, you know. However, if you find a way to actually break that, and I managed this once actually, one of those very rare occasions, you know, you have a good laugh out of nowhere, have out of nowhere a good belly laugh, not a quick giggle, but a proper belly laugh, one that really gets you going. It's so weird, your motivation suddenly goes whoosh, you suddenly have a bit more energy, yay, you know, you've got that intense. So I always say, we all have it in us. Like, I've been motivated out of nowhere. And not true motivation. Not one where you've got to do this action, otherwise you're going to be in trouble motivation. What we call a moving away, you know, from a potential threat. I'm on about true proper motivation, where you've got a real passion, a real zing, a real pow. That type of motivation. So I think when it comes to building momentum towards your own success, we all have that energy inside of us. It's just trying to find a way to release it. But if I say the word injection, I think that sounds more cooler. I don't know why. I could have said release, but I'm going to say the word injection instead. But we're on to day three. And this one is about a absolute classic of all classics, your inertia. Now, you probably know what inertia is anyway, but for those of you who don't, my limited understanding of it, ultimately is about sort of finding a way to, we talk about reprogramming your subconscious, and you hear people talk about, oh, reprogramming this and reprogramming that, and they do hypnosis here, and they do this, that, and that, and all, again, well-intentioned. But for me, I find that the best way to realize this is that you have actually got four levels of subconsciousness. You've got four levels of consciousness. You have your conscious thought. What's it on about? Yeah, that thought. Okay, so that's your thing. Fine. Then you've got your subconscious, which is really based mostly with your body, in connection with your deeper unconscious, which is like the whole world around you. And then you've got your like higher superconscious, which is like your this is where it gets a bit like spiritualistic. So if you don't like your like this audio or video, depending on how you're gonna sort of perceive this, some of you will be a video. I'm recording a video. You can sort of, you know, see me wave. If you're listening to this, it'll be on audio, and there will be an audio download, you know, if you visit my, you know, visit the website, there'll be an audio version. If you haven't got time to watch, that's fine. You can put it onto your phone, listen to it. All good. But this would be like one of those videos which kind of gets blurry between what I call like the spiritual side. Like you've got a soul, you've got a spirit, it's your super conscious. And then like the objective side. It's very blurry because a lot, some of you will absolutely hate the idea that you've got a soul, things all, you know, you're twa-la-la, goondie, you're a bit, or wooey, it's all nonsense, it's all bull crap, it's just wrong, it's just weird, you haven't got time for that crap, you know, this, you know, reality check, please, ground yourself, thank you, you know, and that's fine, that is a perfectly valid viewpoint. But by the same token, there'll be people, some of you, that'll be thinking, well, actually, we do have a soul. We do have a divine plan. There is some meaning in our life or some interpretation of a meaning. Now, people say that life has no inherent meaning. But there's always a kind of interpretation type of thing going on, you know. So, hello, you know, I've had certain experiences, you know, out-of-body experiences, lucid dreaming. I meditate, you know, I've had premonition, you know, clairaudience, clairvoyance, you know, all sorts really. So this is going to be one of those sort of audios or video, if you're watching, you know, which is going to kind of blur the lines. Because what I'm going to say next, we're talking about the conscious, we're talking about the subconscious. You know, conscious is your logical thinking. It's your, you know, what's he really on about? Yeah, those thoughts, okay? That's fine. I think most of us know this. We're not stupid. You know, you're not coming to this course, you know, completely oblivious to your different levels of consciousness. I think most of us, you know, we're not stupid. We kind of know the deal. But for those of you who need a reminder, see it as a reminder, okay? Subconscious is your body, your beliefs, values, your identity, who I am. Okay. Then you've got your, and this is where the blur comes in now. You've got your super conscious, which is what I would call your soul. You might call it your higher self, your higher consciousness, the very thin thing. I'm clicking my fingers by my head here. That drives our life for some of it. I'm not saying there's no free will. And I'm not saying there's no heavy influence, but for some of it. And then some people would say there's what I call a super conscious, which is all of that plus the main body unconscious, which is like the world around you, like your complete total reality, how it intertwines, how the different dynamics set up. No expert, so there's no point in me carrying on in that direction. I'm going to hold it there. No expert, but I will say that I do, you know, from my experience, there is, in my humble opinion, a soul. There is definitely a subconscious, and there is, of course, your conscious critical faculty. But this video is going to be about, I'm calling it hacking your inertia, because your inertia comes really from your subconscious. And that ultimately, people say your subconscious controls 75 or 80, as much as 85 or 90% of your behavior. Anybody into NLP, and this, again, this recording will be slightly spiritual for those people who love that stuff. But for some of those people who don't like that stuff and think it's all crack, it'd be pretty objective as well. It'd be like NLP and that obviously is neuro-linguistic programming. It's just a way of how the brain works, modeling behavior and so on and so forth. Again, for some of you, you may have heard of NLP and think it's a load of rubbish and pseudo-psychological science. Some of you may have heard of it and think, actually, it's not that pseudo. It works for me. And I know it does because I've tried it myself. You know, I wouldn't be sort of saying these things when I know it works. And for some of you, it would be a little bit of both. If you are completely heavy against NLP, I would recommend for you to just, for this one video, suspend your disbelief. Just suspend it. You can go back to that belief if you want to afterwards. That's absolutely fine. But just hold it for a second, because NLP, like, I get NLP myself, not completely, and again, I'm no expert, I'm no NLP practitioner, like trainer, but I do practice it myself. Having said that, interestingly, I've got a sister and she hates the idea. She apparently had an interview once years ago and she came across somebody who was doing these weird, funny mannerisms and this, that, and the other, and funny gestures, and it completely, and she hated it. Now, it depends on your trainer. I've had some very good trainers with NLP, but I get why she would say that. Some people do take a little bit too extreme. Don't know why. Who knows? It's just, you know. So I say, if you think it's all a weird scam, fine. If you want to go to the next video, no hard feelings. If you are willing, though, to suspend your disbelief, I think you'll find this could be a very productive and actually surprising video. Because what I'm going to be doing in this one is try and find a way to, in a sense, marry the objective, I'm going to put my hands in this direction, objective NLP and NLP technique. And I'm going to try and marry it with the subjective, which comes from tuning into like the sort of reality around you, which is very subjective, again, into more spiritual like aspects towards reality. So we're trying to find a way to marry them together. So find a way to sort of squash them. So it's going to be a bit of a weird video, but I think it's going to be a great way of hacking your inertia, because your subconscious, as we all know, hates change. It's not going to. It's there to protect you. It's not something personal. It's just trying to protect you, really. But a lot of people think that around your behavior is influenced around 80%, if not 95% of your subconscious. As somebody who, like I said, knows a little bit about NLP will tell you, it's actually more like 99.999% of your subconscious. That's pretty, in fact, your conscious actually controls a very tiny fraction, very, almost a molecule amount. So it kind of makes sense that we need to find a way to sort of, and this is where the old reprogram kicks in, you know, but it may sound a bit heavy duty for some people. Some people might think that's pretty, you know, heavy duty stuff. So let's try and find this, let's make this as quick, painless, simple, easy to follow, happy days. Let's try and make this as the most painless and ultimately a more enjoyable experience, because if you can find a way to hack your subconscious, it's a weird term, hack. It's like a fashion word at the moment, but let's use it. It's supposed to be the word. And who am I to go against what the market wants? So there you are, happy days. I'll use the word hack because why not? But let's try and find a way to sort of hack your subconscious. You can't really, but we'll play along with that word. Because once you find a way to slow and stop the inertia, that is when change happens. Okay? Not always good change. Sometimes it can be negative change. This is where you've got to do your research. But it will be change. Because change is and often, and again, I'm a veteran at this, it's scary. I don't know about you. It scares the hell out of me. Like, I went to, I had to work in a job sort of many, many months ago now, around just before Easter, and it was in the catering industry. Now, for those of you who worked in the catering industry, I will tell you now, and they'll back me up, it is fast paced. Like, literally, like that. You know, it's so quick, so fast. You've got to literally, I mean, tidying, it's done fast. Mopping the floor is done fast. It's basically fast food. I mean, you know, it was so super quick. I couldn't catch up. Not gonna lie to you. Not the biggest fan for me. You know, I didn't really get it. I was working really, really quick. Weird hours. Hey ho. But what I will say is I did get one benefit. When I put my ego to one side, I did get one benefit, and that was the customers. The customers were brilliant. And what the point of this story is that change is scary, because I had a job when I was a lot younger where I was in customer services. I was actually dealing a lot with customer complaints. Literally, people on the phone going, I want to speak to your manager. Yeah, those. Do that for a week, it's slightly stressful. Do it for a month, it can sort of make you a bit depressed. Do that for year after year after year. I mean, I was in this job for over like 15 years. And yeah, that changes you. You start to see people differently. You don't want to, but you do. You can become very recluse, because when you're dealing with a lot of negativity on the phone, you're going to be a little tiny bit reclusive. You can't help yourself. It's almost like customers are the bad people. They're not. And that was where my last job when I was in the catering thing taught me that customers can actually be really, really good. They're really, really friendly. We had a few laughs, had a few chats with one or two of them. You know, all good. This is the thing. Change is scary, often terrifying. And I'm a veteran with this. I'm doing this 30-day free course. I'm a little bit nervous doing this. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not the greatest speaker in the world. I mean, hello. Number two, I have no idea if people are gonna like what I'm saying to you, if people are gonna hate what I'm saying to you. I have no idea if it's gonna be relatable, because I'm all about relatability. You know, so all I can do is tell you what has worked for me in my experience, based on a lot of personal experiences. Because I've had to keep up my momentum at times out of almost nowhere. I used to work in customer services. It is not easy. And when you've had insomnia, when you're fatigued, when you're thinking of suicidal thoughts, and I'm not going to get too heavy, calm down, not get too heavy, but I've got to be fair. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story in order for me to illustrate the point. Yeah, it gets to your mind. So I'm all for motivation, and I love how people try and teach it, but even I have to admit, some of them don't tell you enough. It's really frustrating, because you think to yourself, I want to know you. I really want to, you know, I want to know you before I even listen to you. So I'm trying to find a way and find that balance where I give you the stuff, but also, and I do try to keep it short and sweet. I do not want to dwell upon it, because I'm not the worst case scenario, and I'm not saying I am, but I want to give you a little tiny glimpse into my story so you get a bit of relatability. But I know change is really, really scary. And I myself have gone through a lot of changes in the last 2 or 3 years. I know you guys have. It's a big one. But we have to find a way to hack that inertia, because if we don't and we keep repeating the old stuff, I mean, what's the famous expression, you know, definition of insanity is doing the same thing twice and, you know, expecting something totally different to change. That's not how life works. You know this. I know this. So, yeah, we do have to find a way to change, you know. I mean, objectively, it makes sense as well. When you change a part of the formula, you get a different outcome. You get a different result. So it's all about finding a way to, and this video is about going to be about finding a way to marry the objective version, which is, in my books, NLP, versus the subjective version, which is trying to get signals from your overall spiritual reality. Because there's a guy that I've heard about really, and sort of be educated by, Steve Bavelina, who I think is one of the most greatest, not often talked about, but still a pretty great sort of guy. He's written about literally loads of articles. I've lost count how many. And he's one of those people where if you go to his website, I'll link his website down below as well, if you're going online. He literally has like some websites, you read one article and you just about struggle to finish it, but you get benefit and you walk away. With Steve Pavelina, you read his article and this is a guy that doesn't write 500-word articles, by the way. I think his average is like 3,000 words. But you never feel it, though. That's his genius. That is his genius. You never feel it. I can literally read, because I have like a little bit of mild ADHD, so my attention is like frigging everywhere. I can read his one article, and then I'll read a second one, and then a third one, and then a fourth one. I've got to literally force myself, late at night, by the way, when I want to have like fun, I don't know, dancing to some music or playing, you know, a game, we'll have a, you know, fun moments. His articles are actually quite fun and they're relatable. You know, he talks about his story quite a few times. So yeah, but so this concept, like, you know, he calls it mindfi. Actually, I don't think it's his term, actually somebody else's term, but I'll credit him. And basically what it is, you sort of find a way to calm down. This is how I do it. I calm down. I try to mindfully meditate for maybe 30 seconds to a minute. I mean, I can't really count because my mind's going down, right? And then I try and see if an image pops up. I try to, in my last video, and I recommend you watch that one, try to forgive, because I want to open up my heart chakra. Again, rewatch my old video. I think it's day two, actually, when it comes to forgiveness and your personal journey to gain momentum. So I try and forgive. That helps open up my heart chakra, like the chakra around your heart area, so I can feel love. And then I say to myself, the way I do it is, what's next? And I try to imply an intention that helps people in a very playful way. I do try to do it in a play, because life should be enjoyed, right? You know, joy, truth, love should be enjoyed. And that's what I do. So, and I get like an image and I just go for it. That's all I do. Mindfully meditate, try to forgive, so I get my heart chakra to open so I can feel love, feel peace. And then I say to myself, in a playful way, what's next? What can I do to help you guys in a playful, fun way? Serious, sort of, but mostly fun way. What's next? And I'll get an image. And I credit Steve Pavlina with this, although I think, if I remember correctly, he gets it from somebody else, but I could be wrong. Now, that's the subjective side. But from a objective side, inertia can be stopped by, or stopped, hacked. Again, using that term, hacked. In NLP, there are many techniques in NLP. And again, I please ask you to suspend your disbelief if you're not the biggest fan. NLP has helped me a lot, and I know it will help you guys as well. But for me, what I do, which I find is so, so stunningly potent, I can't believe I'm going to say this, really. We call it the NLP swish pattern. Basically, what you do, you have to, and this is very objective now. So if you didn't like what I said about reality and subconscious and the soul, this is for those people who love the objective version, like this sort of the grounded, let's keep it in reality, ground. Let's get a reality check. This is perfect for you guys, okay? So swish pattern is basically when you have, the way I do it is you have an image of what you want as in the process. So for me, let's say, for example, I have a quick chore, but I don't want to do it. You know, you procrastinate, don't really want to do it. Let's say, I'll give you one, actually. I'm not the biggest fan of tidying. Don't know if you can see, there's all sorts behind me. I know if you're listening, you can't see, but if you are watching, there's all sorts behind me. Not the greatest sort of swanky place. You know, it's a bit of a mess, a bit of a clutter. Tidying, of course, has to be done because we can't live in a mess. Or so I've been told. Who knows? Maybe you can. Who knows? Maybe you can live in a mess. I don't know. I've been told you can't. Who knows? Who am I to argue? Anyway, so what I do if I'm really not in the mood, basically, let's be fair, some of us, we're quite frankly, we're not in the mood. He wants to do some tidying first thing in the morning. You know, it's a chore. I mean, are you really in the mood? Of course not. So what I do what I call a swish pattern. I sit down on a chair, I close my eyes, I relax a bit just to, you know, clear my mind. I get an image of me doing the tidying, like in a process, just a still image, and actually enjoying it. Okay, I try and feel the feeling for about a good few seconds. I open my eyes. I raise my hand in front of me so I can like clear the image in my head, because you want to sort of clear the image. Then I do what I'm doing now, which is basically I close my eyes and I have an image in my mind of me actually not liking it at all, which is what I normally do, right? Because you want to do tidying. Unless you're a cleaner, you're probably not the biggest fan of tidying. And then what I do, I get the image of before and I put it into a little like black and white version, bottom left, disassociated. So I'm not seeing myself in it. And what I do, then I go 1, 2, 3, go swish, and I enlarge it, and then I get rid of the image that I've got coming in, it goes away. Sounds a bit complex when I say it. I know you're saying, dude, that's pretty complex. I'm into NLP, and that's pretty complex, when it's actually quite simple. So step one, you need to get the original image of you being excited. I know you might have to delude yourself, but just try and get an image of you being excited doing the chore. And then once you feel the feeling of excitement, disassociate, very important. So you're seeing yourself, okay? Then you open your eyes, clear your mind, close your eyes again, think about what you are now, if you want to, and then you have the image, the previous image in the bottom left corner, black and white. And all you do is say 1, 2, 3, swish, and then the small image, which is basically you enjoying yourself, enlarges, goes to color, and you leave it there. And then you open up your eyes, clear your mind, and you do this about 3 or 5 times. So it's close your eyes, 1, 2, 3, swish, you enlarge the image, feel great, open up your eyes, clear your mind. Close your eyes, 1, 2, 3, swish. Feel good, open your eyes, clear the image. Close your eyes, 1, 2, 3, swish. You do it 3 times. I do it up to 5 times, actually. Minimum 3 times. I do that. I do tidying. And I actually like it as well. Now, what I find very quickly is, because I'm going to wrap up this video, is that it does tend to be very... It's not permanent. Like, I'll still have days when I just don't want to do tidying, but I do find what could be a 5-minute chore, which I hate, ends up being around half an hour, roughly, which I quite like, and I get meaning from. So swish pattern to hack your inertia. But you can also do, and again, I credit Steve Pavlina for this, MindFi. My advice is to marry them both, okay? Even to close your eyes, meditate and try and get an image and do that to give you excitement, momentum building, motivation, great. If you want to do a swish pattern, great. If you can marry them both, double thumbs up. All right. So yeah, I will put the links down to his website. I'll put the links to a book actually called The Midas Method, which talks about your inertia. It goes into more detail about your inertia, which I think you'll find really, really good when it comes to discipline, motivation, and getting momentum. And I've got to say this very quickly, of course, any links you do click on, most, if not all, will be affiliate links. I will get paid beer money. Yeah, I've got bills to pay myself. Come on, be fair. I've got bills to pay myself. But what I will do as well is I'll try and put the non-affiliate link to try and give you a choice, if that helps. All right. So if you want to sort of buy it, but you don't want to give me commission, fine. Hold my hands up. No hard feelings. I'll give you the non-affiliate link, okay? Which I think is fair. So you get a choice of which one you want to click on. All right. So yeah, guys, give that a go. I think that if you can find a way to hack, I call it hack your inertia, that would be really a stunning first step towards gaining momentum, and then you'll be able to inject energy into going for your goals. All right. So yeah, give that a go. I'm gonna wrap up now. Again, feedback. Please leave them if you're watching this online, down in the box below. And yeah, thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you, hopefully, guys, tomorrow. As always, take care. Ciao for now.